CTR Story, Time for Addison by Heidi Pullman, based on a true story. Being nice is hard sometimes. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. John chapter 13, verse 34. Tom put the final block on his tower.
"That does it,"
he said. He sat back and smiled as he looked over his creation. Suddenly, his bedroom door swung open. His little sister Addison ran into the room.
"Can I play?"
she asked.
"No,"
Tom said quickly.
"Go away."
He just felt like being alone. He had been with friends all day at school. Besides, sometimes Addison broke his buildings. Addison frowned and started to cry. She turned around and walked away. Tom sighed. He reached over to grab his mini army figure, who began a heroic ascent up the tower. Tom felt a little bad for talking to his sister like that, but it was his room, after all. She could find something else to do. The figure jumped off the building ledge and somersaulted down to the ground. Someone knocked on Tom's door.
"Come in,"
he said. Mom stepped into the room.
"Did something happen with Addison?"
she asked.
"She wanted to play in here, but I don't want her to break my tower."
"You worked hard on that, huh?"
Mom asked. Tom nodded.
"I think your sister is feeling a little sad, though. She looks up to you a lot, and she doesn't get to see you much while you're at school. Is there anything you could do together for a little while?"
Tom thought for a moment. Part of him still wanted to be alone, but he also wanted to be a good older brother.
"I guess,"
he said.
"Thanks, Tom,"
Mom said as she walked out. A few minutes later, Addison hesitantly stepped back into the room.
"Hi."
"Hey, come here. I want to show you something."
Addison sat down on the bed next to her big brother and looked up at him. Tom pulled out his collection of animal cards.
"All right,"
said Tom. He held up two pictures.
"Would you rather be the snow leopard or this tarantula?"
Addison giggled and pointed to the leopard, her favorite animal. Tom smiled and handed her the card. They took turns picking their favorite animals until Dad called them to dinner. Tom looked at the clock. He couldn't believe how fast the time had gone. When they got downstairs, Tom told Mom and Dad about the game.
"It was fun,"
he said as he sat by Addison at dinner.
"Want me to read to you tonight?"
"Yes. Can you read the Snow Leopard book?"
"Sure."
He knew she'd pick that one. He might not have time to read what he wanted before bed, but he realized it was worth it to see his sister smile.
"Anytime,"
he said. The author lives in Utah, USA. CTR Challenge. I will honor my parents and do my part to strengthen my family. My Gospel Standards. Do two chores without being asked. Do one thing each day for a week to show your family you love them. Talk to a family member and really listen to them. I challenge myself to...
End of the story, Time for Addison. Read by Natalie Moore, Ethan Nelson, Shannon Nelson, and Kate Strongen.